Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Toby Stapleton, and I'm the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Radio Entrepreneurs is a show that not only supports entrepreneurship, but it features the who's who of the entrepreneurial community and those organizations that support entrepreneurship. Particularly today, we are focused on the South Coast of Massachusetts, and we're focused on what's going on here as a region. And one of the organizations that we've been working with closely over the last couple years on a number of initiatives is Atlantis Charter School. So we're pleased to have two representatives from Atlantis on the show with us today. Guys, can you introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Bob Beatty. I'm the executive director at Atlantis.
And I'm Mike Lauro, the associate executive director at Atlantis.
So Bob, Mike, welcome to the show. Bob, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Atlantis.
Sure. So Atlantis is one of the original charter schools approved in Massachusetts. We're about 22 years old now. And for a long time, the school had been serving students in Fall River, in the greater Fall River area from kindergarten through eighth grade. And over the last 4 years, we've expanded to high school. We were approved to almost double the size of our enrollment and open up 9th through 12th grades.
Right.
So the thing that was most exciting to us was, you know, you hear a lot in education about the disconnect between what kids are leaving high school able to do, what they know and are able to do, and what's expected of them in college and what's expected of them in careers. So we had this really unique opportunity to grow a high school from scratch, and we committed to ourselves and to our families and to our community that we wouldn't let that gap exist. We wouldn't let that be created at our high school. So we designed the high school in partnership with higher education and with industry partners to make sure that that gap was never created at Atlantis. And so that does a number of things. Obviously, first and foremost, it supports our kids, we think, as best as we can possibly support them, prepares them for success in college and in careers. You know, we also see it as a local driver of economic development. So if you know, high school students are exposed to higher education partners and industry partners as high school students, if they're holding internships at those companies, if they're taking college level courses,
right,
they're obviously better prepared, but there's also an element of those companies having access to a workforce,
right,
when that workforce is 15, 16, 17, 18 years old.
That's terrific. And in fact, it's one of my experience with Atlantis over the last few years is, you know, we've gone in and made presentations about what we do at the Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship, particularly on the marine robotics side, but also in some of the other industries that we have here. And there's a lot of talk, especially at the university level, about the future of work, you know, what jobs will look like 5, 10, 15 years from now in careers that may not have been invented yet. So I think this is one of the reasons why it's great to have you guys on the show to talk about how you're interacting with the business community to identify beforehand what those needs are. So can you talk a little bit about some of those initiatives to connect the students from Atlantis with what's happening in the real world, and how does that play out from a curriculum standpoint?
Sure. Well, it's very entrepreneurial, very similar to many business models where, as Bob mentioned, we launched a high school and had a component that was truly a startup. These were five academies set up,
right,
that were designed and reflect the needs of the community. We had five separate meetings where we met with business, industry, higher ed, local community,
right,
members to get their feedback, to find out what it is that was needed for the next generation of employment, career opportunities, perhaps business startups as well. So we started five academies. One is a STEM academy, which was in very high demand. We're not the only ones who have a STEM academy, but we were able to talk to MIT, for example, as one of our partners. So they are our advisor, and we have former students of MIT who are the adjunct instructors for the courses,
right,
that are taught. And the courses that are taught are very much like the ones that are being conducted at the university. So that's one example. The other four pretty much wrap around health, med tech, and sports medicine.
Right.
Arts, culture, design, teacher development, and business and entrepreneurship.
That's great. And I think one of the things, you know, Bob and Mike, that's a good overview. And I think one of the things that you just talked about, Mike, is, you know, the adjunct piece, because I think it is one of the things that also makes you different is the, you know, the fact that you're bringing adjuncts in to teach courses that have experience in the field, you know, sort of experience in the workforce or as entrepreneurs. Can you talk about, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're hearing from employers, you know, that they are looking for people with the technical skills, but I'm also hearing a lot about, I just met with one of our entrepreneurs yesterday, and we talked as much about soft skills as we talked about technical skills. How are you guys working with the students to prepare them for the workforce, you know, from an educational as well as, you know, the sort of the soft skills component?
Sure. You know, from a couple of standpoints, I think one is making sure that our students have the opportunity to get into those real world work environments as much as possible as high school students. At least gives them that exposure. But one of the anecdotes that we like to tell is that at one of our advisor meetings before we started the high school, we had a local business leader who, in one of his comments about business and entrepreneurship, was the fact that a lot of early career professionals were lacking in a lot of those soft skills, and in particular, business communications. They struggled with writing, they struggled with getting their point across in a concise manner. So that was a note that went up on a chart paper that we were, you know, that we were sort of keeping track of the meetings. And that turned into eventually a course on business communications that is held in our Business Entrepreneurship Academy.
Right.
So we heard that concern directly from the marketplace, and we turned that into a core component of what our kids are learning as juniors and seniors.
Right. But because that's great to hear that, because I think it is one of the things that I've experienced here is, you know, and certainly in my work with entrepreneurs that I've worked with many bright individuals who are not able to communicate their ideas in a way that gets interest either in the market or from potential investors. And so it's key today. You may have been able to do that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but today your technical skills are as important as your ability to communicate what it is that you bring to the table. So one of the things that, you know, I've noticed that you are building a new campus. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, we have. It's fantastic. We started out in very humble locations, rental properties, over the last 20 years, and just like any other business, we had to go out and raise the money to, you know, pay for the construction. So
right.
We have approximately 100,000 square feet. We'll be able to bring all three sites under one
wow.
roof
yep.
to a K-12 campus. In fact, we're touting it as a campus so that it has beautiful surroundings, very similar to your location here
right.
on the pond. And we think it's very exciting for many of our kids who live in these urban settings. This will be like taking a trip to the country.
Right.
So.
Well, good. I've seen that, you know, from the outside. I look forward to seeing the building from the inside at some point. But so is Atlantis today what grades is Atlantis today? And does that change with the new campus?
So this year we are kindergarten through 12th grade. And as we were approved to open our high school 4 years ago, and we grew one grade level per year over the last 4 years. So we are kindergarten through 12th grade now. That's the programming that we will move into this new campus. But right now we are, as Mike had mentioned, located across three sites that we rent, kindergarten through fourth grade, fifth through eighth grade, and then a high school.
Right.
And, you know, as is the case for a lot of charter schools, the physical environment isn't ideal. Our teachers, our staff, our students do a wonderful job. We have tremendous parent support. But our students lack some of the resources that all students should have.
Right.
You know, large space to congregate in and hold larger meetings, gymnasiums, recreation space, large enough classroom space, so on and so forth. So, you know, we've done again. I think our staff has done a fantastic job over our, you know, 22-year history. But the new campus provides us much better opportunities to implement the kind of coursework that we're talking about in a state-of-the-art facility that
right.
has the IT backbone that supports the kind of work that we're trying to do, that has the community space and collaborative space that allows the kids to work. And what I think, especially for our older students, is probably more akin to a college model in terms of physical space
right.
than what you would consider a traditional high school building.
That's interesting. And so for Atlantis, like other charter schools, you know, how does a student get in?
It's a blind lottery process, so we can take students from anywhere in Massachusetts, not from outside Massachusetts, and we do have a Fall River preference. So if we get, you know, however many hundred applications we get, we separate the applications from Fall River, and then if there are spaces beyond those applications, those can go to any other student in Massachusetts. It's a blind lottery process, so it's literally names go into a hat. We try to make the application process as simple as possible, right. a one page. We try to get information out to local doctor's offices, community centers, events where kids and families are, to try to recruit from as far and wide across the region as we possibly can. And then the enrollment in the school is like any other public school. So we're held to the same standards. Mm-hmm. Our students take the MCAS test. Their credits are standard Massachusetts public school credits.
Right.
The biggest differences are that it is a blind lottery to get into the school, and that our reporting structure is such that we have a local board of trustees that reports directly to the state. So essentially, as a charter school, we report directly to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education as opposed to a local school committee.
Got it. That's interesting. And so if a company was interested in engaging with the students or some of the initiatives that you have planned over the next, for the next semester and beyond, how do they contact you, and who do they work with?
Sure.
Well, the adjuncts are uniquely qualified to help us set up internships or fellowships, just like you might see at a higher ed college or university. So we allow them to pretty much call it like they see it. They come with vast experience. Many of them are retired and bring all that experience with them. And they've made contacts throughout the community, so they know who to speak to. For example, we've had conversations with your organization. We've had conversations with any of the segments, any of those
right.
five segments, so that they can make visits, they can set up shadows. Our Health Med Tech Sports Medicine Academy shadowed an orthopedic surgeon at Boston Children's Hospital at his clinic, and it's been great. We could only send two at a time, but fortunately, the numbers are reasonable and we can manage transportation and things like that. But I just wanted to add, Toby, that again, as entrepreneurs and most entrepreneurs and business people alike, we've really have a unique leveraged model to help grow these partnerships. And I think that's also a feature that makes us very unique, and it's working very well.
Great. So any final thoughts, since you guys are working with the literal future of the South Coast, any final thoughts about what that might look like?
Well, you know, I think it's exciting. I think one of the promises of charter schools is that they're supposed to be centers of innovation that can help influence the education industry beyond our four walls. And I think that's one of the things that we would hope to see. You know, we think that we'll establish what will be a very strong flagship program. You know, we'd hope to see this kind of direction more broadly in education, where we're breaking down the walls between traditional K-12 schooling and
right.
higher education and careers. So we'd hope to see that continue over time. And you know, I think to all of our points over the course of this, the benefit, the strength is in the partnerships that we create. And so, you know, we share our website all the time, Atlantis CS for Charter School, AtlantisCS.org. And we are always looking for new partnerships, new opportunities for our students, new ways that perhaps we haven't thought of to solidify this connection between our kids, our future workforce, and our higher ed and industry partners throughout the area.
Great. Thanks, Bob. So for anybody who's interested, you can find out more about Atlantis Charter School by going to atlantiscs.org. There you can find the contact information for Bob and Mike and some of the innovative programs that they have going to not only educate the future of the future workforce, but also to engage those students with the companies that are here today to help them shape the future. So it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for being on Radio Entrepreneurs.